If you've been waiting to sign up for the Side Hustle course in which we teach blogging, Etsy printables, or freelancing, the course is now open today, Thursday, June 27th. You have to go to goldcityventures.com. Just a heads up that we're only open for enrollment for 4 days through this Sunday, June 30th. So if you want to sign up for the course and come join Cody and I, you have to go to goldcityventures.com. Sign up today. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Fire Drill. I am Jay, or Julie, and I'm the host of Fire Drill Podcast. On this podcast, I interview people who have cool side hustles, saving strategies, and creative approaches to reaching financial independence. Financial independence can mean the point that you can walk away from your job forever, or the fact that you just have a little bit of extra money coming in each month that provides you financial security. My path of financial independence has changed quite a bit over the years. I started out saving as much money as I could, and recently, I've pivoted to focusing more on side hustles and building passive income streams. For those of you who have been listening for a long time, we have brought on some really cool guests who have done some amazing things and inspired me to start my own side hustles. We had one guest, Laura from iHeart Planners, around 2 years ago, who left her job to start her own six-figure Etsy printables business. And she inspired me to open my own Etsy printables business in the bachelorette party niche, which has been pretty successful for me. It's made me around $5,000 to date, which is awesome. And then we've had other guests who have been bloggers and have really inspired me to supercharge my blog up to an income stream. And last year in December of 2018, my blog made $7,000 per month. And then also I was introduced to a new friend, Cody from Fly to Fi, who is a freelancer. Cody worked in corporate America for 6 months and then left and was able to completely replace his income with freelancing. For those of you who don't know what freelancing is, it's when you do small tasks or small work for other people, for clients. And you can find clients through word of mouth or referrals, or you can use a website such as Fiverr or Upwork, where people post jobs that they want you to do and you can apply and submit to them. So for Cody, he didn't necessarily have any special skills when he started this, but he still was able to make a full-time income and quit his corporate job to pursue a little bit more of a flexible lifestyle. On this podcast, we've had people that want to live in vans or sailboats or do all these cool things, and definitely having a few more options in your life through side hustling is a benefit to living a more alternative lifestyle. Now, Cody and I are examples of people that have been very successful with the side hustling. Last year, I made $40,000 on top of my day job. I don't just want to provide you with the after picture. I think many of you that may be intimidating to starting a side hustle at all. So on this episode, we're going to take you through our new course and exactly what we teach people step by step to how to start these side hustles. But we're also including some interviews with the students who are currently testing our course right now. And many of these students just started their side hustle a few weeks ago when we let them into the course. So I think it would be really interesting for you guys to hear their perspective, what's been challenging, what was the best part? What are some of the wins that they've had so far early on into the course? Okay, so how this is going to go. First, I'm going to take you through each of the side hustles, and I'll tell you what they are and how the course teaches you to start them. And then we're going to go into a little intro with Cody, since you can get to meet him again too. He will be my business partner in this course, and we did a lot of the course together. And then the third thing is that I want to share testimonials from students who are currently in the course. So let's get to it. All right, so the first side hustle that we teach is blogging. I have blogged since 2015 on my site, millennialboss.com. It has over 1 million readers a year, and it has been very profitable for me. It always brings in a few thousand dollars every month. I have an Ally bank account that I use, and the money from this website just goes directly into that account. I don't even look at it. Right now, it has $21,000 in it, and it's only June. Blogging can be insanely profitable. When I first started, I had no idea that you could make money blogging. I was blogging to catalog my student loan journey, and every month I would write how much money my husband and I paid off in student loans and what we did, whether we sold things on Craigslist or whether we didn't buy coffee that month or whatever the strategies were that we were using at the time. And that's what I thought. I thought blogging was about sharing your story and teaching people things. I felt super intimidated to start a blog even at all to begin with, because I thought, who am I to be writing about personal finance? I'm in debt. I have no idea what I'm doing. But for some reason, I decided that it was time for me to just do it. I've been wanting to do it for a while. I just did it. And now that I've been blogging for a few years, I realized that blogging is not about teaching people anything. It's just about sharing your story and making connection. yes, we all know those blogs that we love that are so technical and they can tell you every single piece of the tax code if that's what you're into or whatever subject you are. But the majority of blogs, I think a lot of us love following. It's more like about the people and the journey, and you don't have to be an expert to blog. So if anyone is feeling what I'm feeling, where they're interested in blogging, but they feel like they have imposter syndrome or there are already too many blogs out there writing about this subject, don't feel that way at all. It's really about community. And I've made so many friends through blogging. So my previous co-host, Gwen, and I, we became good friends through our blogs. And the crazy thing is that I was an anonymous blogger. I didn't even use my real first name, Julie, until a minute ago on this podcast, and I've had it for 2 years. So you can completely be anonymous if you're someone that is nervous about putting yourself out there, and you can still get the benefits of blogging, which are truly meeting people in the community. I've had a chance to meet a lot of you listeners in person, which has been awesome, through email. I've met people on Twitter. And then recently, when I moved to Seattle, I didn't know anyone, but within 2 weeks, I already had a community of people in the personal finance or financial independence community that I could tap into. And I made some really good friends here through it. Blogging has completely changed my life. I mean, yes, making a lot of money has been wonderful for my husband and I and given me a lot of options, but it also has brought me so many friendships that I really, truly value, and it's so worth it. So with the money piece of it though, let's talk about that next. I thought that there was no way that a blogger could make money, the readers could have a great experience, and a company can make money and everyone could be happy. I thought that making money was kind of bad. And now that I've learned how to do it, I realize that there's a way that you can make money in a very authentic and real way where you can help your readers. So let me give you an example of one of my more profitable posts on Millennial Boss. So I made $40,000 last year and in my side hustles, and I think 2,000 of it or more was from this one post. So I have a post, how to DIY your wedding flowers. When my husband and I got married in 2016, we wanted to have a Game of Thrones wedding because we are really nerdy like that. And it needed to be a budget wedding because we just finished paying off our debt and we were getting started on our FIRE journey, our financial independence journey, and we wanted to save as much money as we could. So I got this idea that I was going to DIY my wedding flowers. I found this company, 50 Flowers, where they ship you the flowers from Ecuador in a box 3 days before your wedding, and you take the flowers, you peel off all the stems on them, you stick them in water, and then 2 days before the wedding, you arrange them into the bouquets and the centerpieces, and you tie them all together with cords and things, and you have the finished result. Now, when I was going through this process, my mother, she's a very supportive, wonderful woman, but her idea of what this wedding was going to be was not a DIY flower thing that she thought was going to be a hot mess. She was so nervous about these flowers. And I'm the type of person when it comes to this frugal stuff that I just could not spend $4,000 on flowers. It sounded ridiculous. I wanted to give it a go. So my husband and I did it. And when we were going through the process of putting these flowers together, we had friends help, like the bridal party helped, and we took a bunch of pictures. I turned that whole experience into a blog post, where step by step, you can see how I did it. You can see the pictures. I even had a picture in there of my mom, like looking disapprovingly in the background at us as we were arranging the flowers. You could tell she was like so stressed she was going to pass out or something. She didn't think we could pull it off. I've since removed the picture because it was a bad picture of her and I don't want her to get mad at me. But my point is that the post was super real and it described exactly step by step what we did. At the bottom of the post, I have a link to what I bought to do this. I have a link to the 50 Flowers company, where if anyone clicks the 50 Flowers link and purchases, I tell them exactly what greenery pack and what flowers I purchased. If they make that purchase too, I get a small commission on it. Usually the commissions are like, they're 2-4%, but if you get a lot of views on that blog, they do add up. And then I also link on Amazon to the different other things that we bought. Like I got special gloves and I also got these little clippers so that you cut the thorns off the roses. So overall, I feel really good about this post because I'm helping people make a decision that they're probably nervous about. People are very nervous about their weddings, and I know that they have a lot of pressure for family members like I experienced. So when they are making a decision to go for something like this, it's kind of like it feels very high stakes to them. And to hear from someone like a real person who did it and to see the pictures and the process and then to get the after result and see that it wasn't a big mess and that something beautiful came out of it, it does give them the security and the confidence to make that decision. And I feel good about it because I know I'm saving them thousands of dollars. I was in their exact same shoes. I was on the fence too.
And I decided to go for it. So I'm providing them with inspiration that you can do this. You don't have to pay thousands of dollars. You can pay $300. And here's my experience with that. So my whole point of telling you this is that that post has made me thousands of dollars. And I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel like it's misleading. And I'm also not convincing. I think a lot of people think when you make money blogging, you're convincing your existing readers to buy that. I don't know if my entire readership is getting married next month. Like that's not how it is. But I'm able to attract using special strategies like keywords and things that I teach in the course. I'm able to attract people who are in that place, that exact place where they're getting married and they're interested in frugal weddings. And I can attract those people to the blog. So I never have to convince or sell anyone of anything. Because to me, I don't like that. I think a lot of you are probably in the same boat too. So my point of this is that you can have a blog. You don't have to put yourself out there if you don't want to. Now, the more that I do put myself out there, I get a lot back from the community. I just sent a lot of you an email this week, if you're on our email list, where I talked more about myself and shared some pictures, and you guys responded with pictures, and that was really cool. So I'm starting to come out more and more. I'm using my name now. I really recommend that, but I was anonymous for years, so if you want to hide, you can. And you can totally make money, and this doesn't have to be a sleazy thing. So for those of you who are interested in learning more about this, Cody and I put together a course called Blogging for Profit, and we take you step by step through the process of starting a blog. At the beginning of the course, we tell you exactly what you need to know to get your website set up. And this course is on a website called Teachable, where you can upload videos and lessons. So we have lessons where we have videos of us step by step. Some of the videos are just the two of us talking, and other videos are recordings of our computer screens with us in the little bubble in the corner. That's super helpful because you can follow along as we do some of the steps, because that is often the hardest part of blogging. It's figuring out technically how to get set up. Don't worry, you don't have to be a technical or techie person. We are here for you, and we have everything laid out step by step for you to get started. We also have a Facebook group, and you get 30 days of free coaching from us in this group to answer all of your questions. So the topics that we cover in the course, we talk about how to technically get set up, but then we also say what you should write about. We give you ideas for building a community, how to tell your personal story, how to get emails set up, how to use social media. The real meat of the course, though, and how I'm able to make so much money is that I drive a lot of traffic to my blog from Google, and I also monetize it with affiliate marketing, which is what I told you with the links with the DIY products. If you recommend a product on your website, that's called affiliate marketing. We take you step by step through how to set that up in an authentic and real way so that you guys feel good about it, and it can have be a win-win for everyone. Also, we deep dive into two social media strategies that are awesome for bloggers, Pinterest and Instagram. I use Pinterest personally. Some of you may not be familiar with Pinterest, but there are whole courses that discuss Pinterest, and we have an entire module in this course, step by step, about how I drive thousands of readers to my site from Pinterest. We talk about how to make the pins and what makes a good pin, how to update your posts to make sure they're doing well on Pinterest. It's super thorough for those of you who are interested in that. And honestly, that's if you're someone who already has a blog, this course is probably worth it just for that section alone. Now, the coolest thing about the courses that we have, Cody and I have made a lot of friends in this community, and having a podcast has been an incredible place for me to make friends with other people who have these side hustles because I brought them on. So when I was launching this course, I asked a lot of experts for blogging, Etsy, and freelancing if they'd like to contribute content. So we were able to get some really successful bloggers to give the secret nuggets of how they do the things that they do best in this course. So Grant Sabatier, he's from Millennial Money, but he's a search engine optimization or SEO expert. SEO is a strategy of how to bring traffic to your blog through search engines. So when people type stuff into Google, does it bring them to your blog? And there are little tricks that you can do, even though it may seem kind of overwhelming and technical, it's actually not. Grant breaks it down step by step in this course, exactly how to set it up. And that's super valuable. He's a total expert on this. Then we have Monica Louie. She is a Facebook and Instagram ads expert. When you're just getting started blogging, you probably won't be running ads, but this is a advanced lecture that we've included as a bonus. And I think for those of you who already have a blog, you may be wondering, like, do I need this? Because this is a how to get started blogging course. The stuff that's in here, we've created it so that you don't have to buy another course. When when you are at a point where you're ready to take this information, we don't want you to have to pay more money. We already have it in here. And Monica's bonus content is killer. She's a true expert. This is what she does for her job. And it's awesome. Then we have Kate All. She's the CEO of Simple Pin Media, which is a Pinterest marketing company. So not only do you get the Pinterest deep dive from me, but you also have Kate, who provides a Pinterest planner that will tell you what to pin on Pinterest. And this is a printable workbook. It's a PDF. It's super long, but it will give you ideas. You can physically write down ideas of like, okay, these are good ideas of what I should pin in January. Here are some tips for pinning. Here, I'm going to track my metrics in this workbook. I know a lot of us, we're more visual people and we like to write stuff down. I use planners a lot. So I think it's really cool that she provided this for free to all the course members. Then we have Gina Horkey and Kristen Larson, who they are full-time bloggers, but they give a section on becoming a Pinterest virtual assistant, which is really interesting. So it's not only how to make money blogging, but you could take this lesson and decide that you want to offer like Pinterest services to other people and get paid. So it's another avenue you can make money. And then the last bonus is from Diana Chen. She was one of the very first people I had on the podcast with her sister, and she was a lawyer that quit her job to be a travel blogger. But Diana is teaching people how to get comp trips as a travel blogger. So what this means is that you could pitch Hilton or you could pitch a safari company and say, hey, I'm a blogger. I'll write a review for you about this experience if you provide me with a comp stay. And she'll tell you in this video lesson exactly how she gets free travel. And I know those of us in this community, we love free travel. It's like, oh my God, free travel. She'll teach you step by step how a travel blogger goes about getting free travel, and even better, how you get paid. Not only do you get the trip free, but how you can get paid to post this content. So this is something that I'm super interested in. I've never actually done a comp travel trip, but given that I have a blog, I have the ability to do that. And I'm so glad that Diana breaks it down in this lesson. So that's exactly what's in the blogging course. Let's hear from a few people who are currently taking the course now to see what their experiences are. Let's kick off the testimonials. So I'm here with Helen.
Hi, Jay.
Hello, hello. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm a school teacher. I teach high school biology, and I started a blog a couple of years ago as just a way to document the places that I was visiting, because being a teacher, I get all this great time off, and I mostly use the time to travel. My families are on both sides, are international. So whenever I go visit them, I tack on new countries, and I just thought it would be cool to document it.
So what kind of stuff were you doing before with your blog? And now that you've taken the course, what type of stuff do you think you'll be doing now?
For taking this course, I really was just keeping track of what I was doing while I was away. So for example, I traveled 2 summers ago to Bermuda, England, Holland, Ireland, and just kept track of things that I did there. Shout outs to family and friends that I got to see, and posted lots of photos while I was away. And really, like, that's most of what I was doing. And it was funny because as I was taking it, I was going and reading not only your blog, Jay, but other people's blogs. I'm like, oh, like, you could look from one to the other and maybe not notice on the surface how different they are. But now that I've taken the course, I'm like, oh, that's hyperlinked and it can take me to that site, which is really cool. Or one thing that now I'm inspired to do, which you and I were talking about, is things that I brought traveling with me that were really helpful. I could then actually like market it and receive a kickback from the company for people going to that site and buying the same things that I used while traveling. Or I really like the idea of lists of what are the best things to do in certain cities. And I just feel really like the lens of blog posts that I will put up in future will change. And I was also really inspired by all the Google Analytics. And I look forward to even looking at that, because that was not even something that was on my radar at all.
I'm here with a Purple Life blogger. She has been on the podcast before. Her money story is that she's going to retire at age 30 with $500,000 saved. She's really cool. So, hey, A Purple Life, thanks for joining.
Happy to be here.
Was your life super purple today?
I'm more purple than usual.
Excellent. So
Let's talk a little bit about your blogging journey prior to you beta testing this course, which I really do appreciate. Thank you.
Anytime.
When we met maybe a year ago in a coffee shop, you had had a private blog for years where you were just blogging, not to anyone, just to yourself. Can you explain sort of what you had been doing?
Sure. When I decided to go full on into financial independence, which was almost 5 years ago, I wanted to keep myself accountable. And I also wanted to record what I was doing so I could compare to my past self and just see how I was feeling and what was going on. So I launched a private blog, and I did have one reader, my mom, but that was it. And it was really helpful just that I could keep track of the numbers and all that stuff. But when we met for coffee, I just kind of blurted out, by the way, I have a blog and it's private. Should I take it public? And you were so supportive, and you were the reason I took it public. And that's changed my entire life. So it's gross. I'm gushing. Here we go.
So hopefully that was a good decision. But what I think is cool, because by public, you are still not out there. And for a lot of people, they want to blog, but they just do not want to put themselves out there. They want to kind of be anonymous. So what has that been like for you?
It's been really good. A little strange, but I don't think it's held me back from interacting with community. I do meetups in person, tell people my real name at the meetups and all that stuff. It's really just being anonymous for my job for the time being, and then maybe down the line, deciding if I want to stay anonymous since literally every detail and cent of my financial life is out there, which might have some privacy concerns. But it's been really good. It hasn't actually held me back from connecting, which is great.
And speaking of those connections, I'm guessing that the highlight of your blogging over the last year has been the connections you've made. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the cool things that have happened because you started a blog?
Sure. And how'd you guess? That's exactly right. But the cool thing, overall coolest thing, is that my closest friends now are people I've met through the blog, which is wild. All of my friends previously were from college or work. And I was a little worried, as I've heard many people are, when retirement comes, who am I going to hang out with? Because everyone's going to still be at their job. And some of them are just concentrated in one city. So knowing now that I have a lot of internet friends, many of which I've met in real life or had stay in my house, or I'm meeting and they're going to come to my parents' house, actual friendships forming all over the country and the world. So I feel a lot more secure about my social life in retirement. And now it's a really great community.
So what was it about starting a blog that gave you access to the community in a deeper way? Because you've known about this for years now, the FIRE concept, and you've been sort of like a lurker, I guess, in the community. A lurker is a weird word. But now that you're out there as a blogger, has that changed? Like, has the last year been different because you're a blogger?
It has. And I've been thinking about this. I don't know if it's just because I put my random weird thoughts into the blogosphere and then people feel like they know me more, so that when we meet in person, it's like we were already friends. We'd already had mutual comments on other blogs or talked on Twitter, and we already kind of formed that connection instead of me being a random Twitter person, which I was before the blog. It's just like fangirling over big bloggers and saying hi. It's kind of more of a mutual understanding, mutual sharing of information.
So what advice would you give someone that is on the fence where they think maybe they want to start a blog, but they're not really sure? Given your own experiences, I'm sure at some point you were in the exact same position. What would you say?
Two words, do it. I think everyone should start a blog. And obviously I'm very biased. I've been trying to get my partner to start one, my mom, literally everyone that has an interesting story, which I think that's everyone I hang out with. Once again, biased. But yeah, there are no downsides that I've discovered. It's an entire new world that, as I said, have added an insane amount of friendship, community, accountability, and a lot of support to my life, which, as I said before, it's been life-changing. So I think everyone should try it.
Now, speaking specifically of the course, in the last year that we've been friends, you've known that I take blogging as a serious side hustle, like a money-making venture. And I've had many conversations with you and our friend Angela over blogging and blog growth and all that. But you guys were always kind of like, you know, like I'm just more like doing this for fun type thing. And now that you've taken the course and went through all the content, are there any things that you think you're going to take action on based on what you learned?
Yep, you made me monetize my blog. So huge win. After a year, I didn't know it was going to happen, but it happened after taking your course. I don't know if it was because I watched the course being several hours of video of you explaining everything or what, but it changed my mind in a way that our conversations before hadn't. I think it's because you go into your why behind everything, which we don't really have time for when we're just having dinner, you know? And it really clicked with me that I can make minuscule amounts of money for myself anyway, based on what's going on my blog. And it doesn't have to get in the way of what I'm doing.
And we're here with Angela. Angela, thank you so much for coming on today. Can you please tell everyone a little bit about yourself and your blog?
Hi, I'm Angela. I blog over at Tread Lightly, Retire Early for the last couple of years, and I live in the Seattle area with my husband and son. And during the day, I work for a green affordable builder. And then at night, in the mornings, and whenever I have a few minutes, I write over on the blog.
So you were part of the community for a long time before you decided to blog. How did your experience change once you started a blog?
But I was a lurker for a very, very, very long time. So pretty much I would go to my favorite blogs all the time. I had no idea they were even on a schedule or anything like that. I would just click over for the day, and if there was a new post, I'd read it, and if not, I'd go on to the next. And I never commented. I never emailed. I was really a passive observer and consumer of content. When I started my own blog, I started actually interacting with those blogs and having more conversations with them, and actually created community, or I became part of the community and actually grew friendships and really good relationships out of the space. And I found that being a blogger, I wanted the accountability, and I had no idea about the community part that would be such a big part for me. But the accountability is really a big deal. I read and consumed personal finance content for a very long time. And while I was reasonably good at my finances, they have gotten extraordinarily better since blogging, because I have that regular accountability publicly. So before I started blogging, we were at around a 22-23% savings rate. And after I started blogging and really sharing my finances closely online, we doubled that. So last year we had a 46% savings rate.
That's awesome. And I definitely can second the accountability of having a blog. I know when I was paying off my student loans, I was able to move much faster because I knew I was accountable to my readers. Even though at the time my blog was tiny and I had no readers, but it felt like I was putting myself out there and I needed to make sure I reported progress every month. So it was a huge accountability driver. Can you talk a little bit about your experience taking this course and what it's been like for you?
Sure. So I'm still not willing to say that it's not a hobby. I absolutely don't want a second job, and I do not want to necessarily grow a business. But what I've kind of come to realize is that growing the blog and taking it more seriously doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a business or a money-making endeavor first. But learning SEO and getting links up and plugins and that sort of thing gives me a way to have a better blog and a better product and a better way to reach more people. So, you know, I'm really passionate about both the environmental stuff and then the women's finance stuff. And the more people I can reach, more people I can impact, and the bigger impact I can have on the world.
I know I've been trying to convince you that if you do monetize this blog, we can create this big dogs society in Washington, like an animal shelter, and contribute 50-50. I don't know where I get this idea, but we both have these giant dogs. So I have this idea that we can like start this animal shelter together and donate it based on blog profits. So it doesn't have to be something like you profit on the blog and then you keep all the money yourself. As you mentioned, you could use some of the profits to start a donor advice fund or to contribute more to charitable giving.
That I'd have to say is the number one reason why I'm starting to come around to this monetizing thing. I've always had a few like Amazon or Airbnb affiliate links on my blog, but it's felt really low key, unobtrusive. But realizing that those numbers start to get a lot larger and I could make a much bigger impact with giving. I didn't realize you were actually serious about creating a, you know, dog charity, but if you are, that is definitely after my own heart. And my current job, while I adore it, it is not a massively high paying one. And the idea of having more income to be able to create and give more things that are important to me is definitely more tempting.
All right. So if you were listening last week, I had James from Rethink the Rat Race on, and he was one of my beta testers actually for the Side Hustle course. And so, James, could you just tell me a little bit about what you thought about the course, first impressions, if you've made any changes on your site, if you have any mindset shifts, revelations, anything and everything you want to tell me?
So can I say all of the above? Because
absolutely.
After looking, I mean, my wife and I, we've been blogging for 2 years and, you know, we thought we were doing pretty good at it until I started your course. And then I realized all of the things that we were doing wrong. And it was a lot of things. I'm talking literally from the beginning to the end. So far, I have found at least 2 or 3 actionable items on each video that I'm having to take now and go back to the blog and do SEO, do, you know, different pictures, do, I mean, literally everything. So it's been very helpful. It's changed the way that we write. It's changed the way that we structure our posts. It's changed the way that we make our photos, every single thing. Like our blog is going to be completely different now because of this course.
And so the course is called Blogging for Profit. And I know you guys haven't really focused too heavily on monetization in the past. Is that something that you're looking to do going forward? And do you feel like you're more equipped now to start making money with your blog in ways that feel ethical and rational?
Absolutely. So like you mentioned, we haven't really tried to monetize our blog that much, but we would be open to doing it in a way that doesn't compromise what the blog is and what it stands for. And so anything that we can do to, you know, bring helpful content to people. And actually, if anything, this means that we can get in front of more people through the SEO and things like that. So our message could try to reach more people about financial independence and things like that. And so if it's not even about monetization, if it's just about getting in front of more eyes, if the goal is to spread the message, then this is incredible for that too.
And I think it's important because I showed a bunch of people your episode last week because I was bragging. And people have no way of even knowing you're out there, you know, like it's really hard to get people unless it's mainstream media, which is usually crap in the financial independent space. It's really hard to get this message out there. So if you're on top of things like SEO and advertising and spreading your message to the masses, that's something that can really help a lot of people. Like I'm just thinking, honestly, off the top of my head right now, you do so many DIY like home improvement videos. If you're like, hey, these are the exact vinyl flooring pieces we used and it's like an affiliate link, it helps people out. You let them know how difficult or how easy it was. You let them know what the total cost was for you guys. And then other aspiring homeowners and real estate investors know exactly how to replicate what you do and you get paid a commission on it. So I think there's definitely so many ways where it can be a win-win.
Yeah, I agree completely. You know, I mean, just based off the flooring thing, like if I'm describing how to do it and you go out and buy a different type of flooring or a different pattern or a different style, then it's no longer applicable. The idea is the same. But if I'm literally doing a how-to on this type of flooring, using this type of flooring, and you can see the pictures of it and everything like that that we post of our properties, then if you like that, I mean, it makes sense that we would link to that so that you can find what you like. And it also helps us out so that we can continue to produce content.
So that was super cool. I'm so grateful to our beta testers for taking the opportunity to dive in. And for those of you who are interested in blogging, Blogging for Profit drops today. So now let's talk about the Etsy Printables course. So Etsy Printables, these are the passive income machines that you've been waiting for. I used to sell temporary tattoos on Etsy. I still do. But every time I get a tattoo order, I get a little stressed out because I have to print out the shipping label and I have to go to the mailbox. And I have to remember I have an order and I have to do something. Every time I get a printables order on my Etsy shop, so someone purchased the scavenger hunt or the checklist for bachelorette parties that I made, I cheer. So this morning I woke up, I had 2 orders, $15 that I got in my sleep, and I did nothing. The reason is that the printable creation process is the hardest part. All I do is I create the printable one time, I upload it to Etsy, and I upload the digital file to Etsy, and anytime someone orders it, they download it and they print it at home. They don't bother me. I don't have any action to take. It just is passive income that comes in. Now, I had to do the work up front to make the printable, and we tell you and we teach you in this course through tutorials how to actually make them. But once you get them up there, this thing is passive income. Now, in terms of the pros and cons of this, the pro is that it's passive. The con, you can't, it's harder to make as much money as you can make blogging. So I've made $5,000 doing this with the printables business. For a lot of you, $5,000, that's pretty significant and you will be very happy with that. It depends what you want to do. Do you want to be someone like Cody who's quitting their job and this is what you do full time? And you can totally do that with printables. We have brought on many people on the podcast that make 6 figures a year with printables. But if you're wanting to do this as a side hustle like I do,
definitely like being more realistic about how much money you can make. Like this is something that, you know, I'm making like $500, $600 a month with this, but the investment I put in is almost zero. So I have not uploaded a new printable in over a year. So I'm doing nothing and I'm making $500 or $600 a month. So it's pretty awesome. And it's super fun. Etsy is a really fun, it's just fun. Like I like doing projects. I like doing this. I'm not a crafty or creative person. I'm not an artsy person. I was that person in art class who'd kind of like hide their picture that they just drew and didn't want anyone to see it because I knew it looked horrible. This is not like something I'm good at all. But what I found is that making printables is a lot easier than I thought it was. It's a little bit of a learning curve at first, but we take you through exactly that in the course. So let me go through step by step what's in this one. This is the same thing where we have video lessons and we also have text summaries below every video. So if you don't, if you're not a video person, you don't want to watch the videos, you can just read the text if you want. We also have lesson plans. So you can print out for every course, we have lesson plans where you can print out week by week a checklist of what you need to do that week. This is just recommended. You don't have to do anything. There are no deadlines in this course. You can take it as fast or as slow as you want. But last year when I ran the masterminds through this podcast with listeners, the feedback was that they really wanted some type of checklist so that they could stay on track. So we have those. So if you're more of like a printable person and you want to stay and check off things and make sure you're on track, then we get that for you. If you want to do it at your own pace, then that's totally fine. So first we take you through the intro and we tell you 55 different ideas of printables that you could create. Because the tough thing when you're getting started with something like this is that you feel like you can't think of any ideas, and we've all been there. So I got 55 for you. And you can use any of these ideas. You can even do bachelorette party printables. I don't care. Like there is more than enough room for all of us. Trust me, Etsy is a huge marketplace. There are thousands of people searching for these products. You don't have to come up with something that no one else came up with. It's totally fine. You will still make money. Everyone will be making money. It's happy if you choose something that someone else has already done. But we do give you 55 ideas. And to give you an example, so I do checklists and scavenger hunts, but you don't even have to think like complex like that. People are selling jar labels for their house. So in the kitchen, you may have like a spice jar or sugar or salt or whatever. People actually buy digital files of spice in a cool font, and then they print it out on their computer and they tape it to their spice jar. I don't know why, but there are printables that are just really simple things, or wall art, like live, laugh, love, and all those quotes that people like, city skylines. People love that. They will buy them on Etsy and print them out at home. Or it could be things like, related to religion, like Bible verses are really popular right now. If you are part of a religious community, that could be a really interesting printable niche to be into. Stickers are a big one. Planners, if you're really into planners or calendars or anything like that, there are so many different ideas and we give you over 55. So do not stress about coming up with an idea. We got ideas. Okay. So then we go into how to actually create the product. So we give you tutorials of myself. I give three examples of how I create printables using three different tools. Canva, which is a free online, it's like a Photoshop online tool, totally free. You don't have to download anything. You just type in canva.com and you can make your printables there. And you can watch me. I'm creating a calendar in Canva as I do it. But I give you step-by-step instructions. And I also link, Canva has its own design school where you can learn how to do whatever you want to do. Then I teach you in Adobe Illustrator and PicMonkey. Those are two other pieces of tools or software that you can use. And then we have someone who teaches you in Adobe InDesign too. The reason is that I know you all have different things on your computer and want to make sure that you're covered no matter what you can use. And that's our goal of this course. We don't want you to buy this course and then have to buy all this extra stuff. So for every single course, we give you the free path that you can do this completely free. And then we'll give you the more premium path where if you want to pay for an added software, or maybe you already have this software, we'll take you through how to use that one. So we know that this community, we're a very financially minded community, and Cody and I are the same way. If we have a free path, we're going to teach you how to do it that way. So I'm mentioning a lot of tools here, but people actually create their printables in Microsoft Word and PowerPoint and Google Docs and tools that you already have, Excel. So, and those sell. So you don't have to actually learn any new tools if you don't want to. You can literally use Microsoft Word to create these printables. And we give links to tutorials and everything to get you started. Once you've created the printables, we give you information on how to advertise and market them. And we also tell you how you can get selling on Etsy. I completely take you behind the scenes of my business so you can see how I've made money on Etsy. But the coolest feature of this course is that we also have bonus sections here provided by the top 1% of Etsy sellers. So these are people that they have made thousands and thousands of dollars on Etsy. And it's the fact that we're able to include this in this course is awesome. And this is why I love doing podcasting in this community, because I was able to get people to contribute to the course for bonuses. So we have Laura Smith. She's the iHeart Planners person. She was on the podcast and one is the original person that inspired me to even create this printables business to begin with. She provides a printable design, printable cheat sheet. She'll take you step by step how she finds fonts, how she finds colors that look good together, and how she makes her graphics for her printables. Then we have Michelle Rohr. She has made $60,000 selling printables, and she provides her workbook for how you can get started creating passive income on Etsy. And by these workbooks, I mean, if you're a printable person, you can print these out at home and you can follow along and check things off, or you can just view them on your computer if you'd like. Then Kate All, she provides her ultimate Pinterest planner, because Pinterest and Etsy kind of go together and you can drive a lot of sales through Pinterest. Then we have a section on Etsy Deep Dive. We have Sharon Sung. She made $4,000 per month as a digital nomad, and she's been on this podcast too. She's Sharon from Digital Nomad Quest. That was a cool episode. She talks about keyword research and how she names her Etsy and how she names her Etsy items with the right keywords and puts the right keywords in the descriptions to help you get more sales. We have Rachel and Kevin. Rachel did the masterminds with us last year and they talk about customer service. And then Kevin also gives his first year on Etsy behind the scenes. I think these two are really, really important to include because it's great to hear from the 1% of sellers who do this as their full-time job. But Rachel and Kevin were listeners of this podcast who decided to sign up for the Etsy Mastermind with us a year ago. And you can see after a year kind of where they are and what success they've been able to have. And Kevin has made $7,000 so far in his Etsy shop since he started this a year ago. So you can do this. I hope that for those of you kind of take a chance and see what you can make with this. The next videos, we have Alice Maley. She was just on the podcast. She was the one from Australia who had $39,000 in sales. Now, she's a graphic designer. Most of us doing these printables, we are not graphic designers at all. But because she is, I asked her, can you create a video showing us maybe 5 tips that graphic designers would know that the rest of us wouldn't? You don't need to be a graphic designer to have success on Etsy, but it is helpful if someone who is a graphic designer can tell us things like, you know, use more white space or do these special things. And Alice definitely delivers in this video. And I know that all of us will have next level printables because that she shared that. Then the last section, if you already have an Etsy shop, you may be thinking, oh, well, I don't need this course because I already know how to do this. Well, this section is worth the course alone for those people in that situation. We have 4 people who they don't sell on Etsy. They actually sell on another thing. They actually sell off Etsy on other platforms. So we have Chelsea Brennan from Smart Money Mamas. She has made thousands where she launched a digital product and she sells it on a blog. And it's really cool to think that you don't have to be limited to Etsy. Once you get these digital products created, you could be selling them on other websites and make even more money. So Chelsea's going to explain how she does that. We have Heidi. She sells on her site with Shopify. She has made thousands of dollars and also she has a massive email list that she can use to market her printables to. It's a really cool video. Then we have Michelle again. She sells memberships. So Michelle has a printables club called the Secret Owl Society where people pay her monthly for her to send them printables. That is a huge profitable income stream for Michelle and allowed her to leave her job so that she could do this full time. And then last, we have April Smith, who sells printables on Teachers Pay Teachers. I just had her on the podcast, but I asked her to record a quick lesson for us in case anyone's interested in selling on Teachers Pay Teachers. And what that is a marketplace that's like Etsy, but it's for teachers and it teaches them. And April goes through how to sell your teaching lessons and teaching printable lesson plans on Teachers Pay Teachers. So those are the Etsy videos. This course is super comprehensive, but I don't want you guys to just hear it from me. Let's hear it from some of the students who are in the course now. So I'm here with Nicole. Nicole, tell everyone about yourself.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I'm 28 years old. I live in Seattle, Washington.
So let's real talk since we're sisters. You've known that I've had this Etsy shop for years and you and I have spitballed different ideas because we're both in similar ages and we've go to a lot of bachelorette parties and you know that I have this shop. And you're always like, wow, I could totally do a better shop than you, Julie. But you never really like took action to do it. Why did you never actually do this before?
I think for me, the biggest barrier was the time commitment. I work in a job that's pretty demanding. A lot of times I do have to bring, you know, that work home and I'm busy. I have a dog. I'm just always busy and doing things, and was worried that I wouldn't have enough time to devote to actually making something that was high quality. When I found out that you had kind of aggregated all of the resources that I would need to be successful in one place, that was a huge game changer. And as soon as I logged on and could see that everything I needed, all of the information from how to open your first Etsy shop, how to create your first printable, how to market it so it actually sells, you know, everything was there for me. So I think it just saved me so much time and just simplified the process so much.
So I definitely appreciate you giving this a try. And we have a big win to share everyone that came through last night. Tell everyone what you did yesterday.
I posted my first Etsy listing. I'm called the Printable Fairy. You can go check me out. I am going to be selling bachelorette printables. I'll probably expand my line to include wedding and other events. I'm super excited. You have created a monster. I am going to blow your sales out of the water. And so thank you.
Challenge accepted. So as you were going through the course, what was really great about having a sibling do the testing is that if you got stuck at all, I knew I got a mad emoji text and you would tell me exactly what was wrong. So I've taken a lot of online courses. You haven't. So as someone who's literally never taken an online course before, let's start it back at the beginning. Like, what was it like when you just got the email, you clicked it and you went into the course? Just tell people what it looks like so they can get a sense of what's in there.
Yeah. So as soon as you click in, there's an assortment of both video instruction and then also text that kind of recaps what you've heard in the video along with any links that you might need. It's divided into chapters. So the way I approached it is I did one kind of chapter per week. And then there are also assignments to kind of keep you motivated and accountable. I also liked there is a Facebook group that you can join with other members who are taking the class at the same time as you. So you can share ideas, you can ask them questions. You know, for me, I had access to you to ask questions all the time, but I think for the average user, that Facebook group is going to be key to holding them accountable, but then also making sure they're part of a community where they feel like their questions are being answered.
Yep. And part of the course is that in the Facebook group, Cody and I will be in there once a week doing Facebook Lives to answer their questions. And then also we're paying Etsy experts to be in there with us to answer questions. Now, with people, though, when you were texting me the questions, the answer I'd tell you is that you have to go back to the text and go to the next lecture and read it, because I wanted to make sure that the experience that you had would be true to someone taking the course. And what was really cool about you going through this, and I hope you're not embarrassed about me telling you this, is that I would say tech-wise, you were a little bit in a different place when it came to taking this course. We had an issue with scrolling where I asked you how the first module went and what'd you think of the videos? And you said, okay, I liked the videos. They were good. And I asked, what'd you think of the summaries? And you were like, what text? I didn't see anything. And it turns out that you didn't know to scroll underneath every video, which has all the text. So we got through the scrolling, and now I have a nice prompt at the top of the video saying, please scroll down to read the text. So I will tell for everyone who doesn't consider themselves a techie type person, Nicole here has already tested for you, and every usability thing that she's pointed out, we've incorporated that feedback into the course. And now it's much more, I mean, it already was like a simple thing, but if you had never taken a course before, I can see why you wouldn't know that there's text under the video.
Yeah, I stand by that. It wasn't clear.
So now there's a sign, you scroll down, you get all the good stuff. So let's talk a little bit about the actual process of creating the printables. I know that that was something that overwhelmed you a little bit at the beginning, the idea that you had to create these printables yourself. And I don't know how you feel now, but what you had built it up to be in your head and what it actually is that the same?
Yeah. So my original assumption was that I would need to have more design experience, which surprisingly is not true. I used Canva as my main software. And at first I felt it was a little bit difficult to figure out, but once you kind of got the hang of it, it was pretty easy. So, you know, as soon as I learned that, then kind of I was off to the races and I was creating different versions of my printables. I was using Acrobat to make them editable for customers. So it actually, the learning curve was not quite as steep as I anticipated.
So that's great to hear. You just mentioned some two buzzwords, Canva and Adobe, which I know those were things that you had no idea what they were before.
So I knew what Adobe was.
You knew what Adobe was. Okay. So for anyone
living under a rock.
Okay. So for anyone who is listening that doesn't know what these things are, tell us first,
Are they free tools? Because that's a concern of someone starting. They're wondering, I'm buying this course. Do I have to buy any extra stuff? Like, tell them, have you had to buy anything since you put up your first Etsy product?
So Canva is a free tool. I did not need to purchase that. Adobe Acrobat for editing printables, there is a monthly cost. What I have done is all of these tools, Adobe Acrobat, PicMonkey for text, there are a number of tools out there that will offer a free trial period. So if you feel like you have a week where you can really create and spend the time to do so, I would suggest doing the free trial. And if it's something that you don't think is going to give you a good return, then you can cancel it after the trial period. But that would be my suggestion.
Great. And you don't have to use any of the paid ones. I mean, Canva, which is it's like an online Photoshop tool. You don't even need to download anything. You just go to canva.com and sign up for a personal account and it's free. You can use that to create them. So Nicole, you got your first listing up yesterday. You're feeling jazzed about it. Officially, the beta testing is over. So you are released from your duties. Tell everyone, are you going to be hanging out in the course with them in the Facebook group and continuing this thing?
Yes, I am. And you will see me engaging in the Facebook group. Again, my store is called The Printable Fairy.
Awesome. Well, Nicole, I'm super proud of you. It's really excited to share this experience with you. And now last night we just nerded out on Etsy together and I've been waiting like years for this to happen. So I'm super excited and I can't wait. I hope that you do blow my shop out of the water. And I'm really excited to watch you crush it and watch this shop grow. Oh, one thing I want to ask you though, what do you want to use this money for?
So I would like to create a shop that is providing me with passive income, which is why I thought the printables would be a great product. At this point, I would like to save this money for future use. You know, I am saving towards potential down payment for a house or a property of my own. So I think having a side hustle would be a great side income channel.
Thanks, Nicole. So I'm here with Andrea. Welcome, Andrea.
Hi, I'm very excited.
So tell everyone, how do we know each other?
So we went to high school together and we've just been friends ever since.
So tell me about yourself.
I'm from Boston. Me and my husband have been married for 2 years. We just bought a house and we're looking to start a family.
So you are taking the Etsy printables course right now. Thank you for beta testing. Can you tell everyone, did you have any Etsy experience going into this?
No, absolutely not. I was actually kind of scared going and doing the course.
I know that you and I have had many conversations about Etsy and that you've been super supportive of my shop, leaving me my first reviews and sales so that my shop looked more legitimate over the years. And we've even spitballed on ideas together before, but you had never before this course taken the steps to start your own Etsy shop. Why is that?
Mainly because I was nervous and I didn't really know what to do or what ideas to put on paper. And I felt like there was a lot of different things went into it that I didn't know how to navigate. So having the course available felt like a good way to put me on the right path to make sure it worked out well and helped me put my creative ideas kind of on paper and go from there.
And you crushed it. So I gave you access to the course. And I think on day 4, you had already created your first printable. It was pretty, I was like, whoa, you were ahead of the lesson plan for the week for sure. It was crazy. So I was super pumped for you because I know that this is something that you've been interested in doing for a while. And it just kind of like, I think, gave you the extra motivation to take action. All right. So that's our Etsy course and the last side hustle course. And by the way, you choose which side hustle you want up front for the course. You pick one of the three. The last one is Freelance Toolkit. So this is Cody's bread and butter. This is how Cody was able to leave his full-time job. First, I'm going to define freelancing. So freelancing means that you do work for clients. They pay you. And it's usually small tasks. It doesn't take that long. It's not anything super complicated, although it can be. And they're paying you for that work. You can find freelance clients through word of mouth. You can find them on websites such as Upwork and Fiverr. We cover how to do that exactly in the course. This course is set up exactly like the others, where it's video lessons, it's text summaries, and you go step by step through it. We also, in this one, we have a lot of interviews where Cody has interviewed freelancing experts on exactly how they got started and some tips for each of the different lessons. So an example, we have an interview with Alex Fasulo. Alex made $300,000 freelancing last year on Fiverr. She has actually been on this podcast. She goes through step by step exactly how she has built her Fiverr business and takes you in the back end of her Fiverr business. And that's how we approached all the videos. There are no secrets in this course. For everything that I've shared from my blog and Etsy shop, you can see everything. You can see my traffic. You can see where my income comes from. I want you guys to have that full view. I know I get really frustrated when people don't provide you with the full picture of where stuff is coming from. And I'm not afraid of anyone coming and trying to compete with me or whatever. Like, no, this is not a competition. I have an abundance mindset. The more the merrier. So I'm going to share as much as I can with you guys to help you get going. And Cody took the same approach with the freelance toolkit interviews with these experts, and he had them go behind the scenes and explain their business. So we know that will be super helpful. Now we take you through the two marketplaces, Fiverr and Upwork, where you can post yourself as available for work, or clients can post jobs and ask people to apply to them. My experience with freelancing, I don't freelance for other people, but I hire freelancers. So for my blog, I work full time. If I need someone to do a task for me, I post a job on Fiverr and Upwork. An example, I wanted someone to write a post for me on Etsy printables. I have a blog for my Etsy shop and I use that to drive traffic to my Etsy shop. And I needed someone to write about 15 Vegas bachelorette party ideas. I posted on Upwork, I'm looking for someone who can write a post around 1,000 words about Vegas bachelorette parties and can link to my Etsy shop here. I had 5 people apply and then I could pick from the 5 people. That's how these things work. Oh, and then you pay them through Upwork. You posting a job on Upwork or Fiverr, when you do this, you'll realize how simple it is. And then you'll be getting people matched with people like me who need someone to do the work. And it may seem kind of intimidating or stretch, but we take you step by step kind of how to get a gig or a job on these websites. And once you do it, you're going to be like, what? I know for myself, the fact that I have this lifeline with freelancing, if I ever lost my job or something, I would just go on Fiverr and Upwork and do things for people. It's crazy. It's crazy how much money you can make here. I know I'm a millennial and I'm all about the gig economy and all these buzzwords, but let me tell you, like, this is the future. So it's really cool. Now, beyond just explaining how to get jobs on Fiverr and Upwork, we need to give you 3 skills that you could post for the jobs. Because I know a lot of you are thinking like, okay, I like the idea of doing the work, but I don't know how to do anything. We got you. So there's 3 skills. There's freelance writing. So freelance writing just means, like the example I gave you, someone needs a blog post or they need something written. You don't need to be Robert Frost here, okay? Like, most people are just looking for like basic writing, and you really don't have to be that good. They just need it to be done and grammatically correct. And you can even use an app like Grammarly or something to make sure it's grammatically correct. So we'll take you through exactly that skill and how to write fast for freelance writing and get those jobs done and out. We also have interviews with freelance writing experts who are making a lot of money freelance writing, and this is how they got started and they were able to leave their jobs through it. An example, Paula Pant, she's the founder of the Afford Anything podcast. Cody interviewed her for this course, and you'll get all of her secret tips and how she was able to create a freelancing business. Okay, the second skill, audio editing. This is a skill that is super in demand right now. There are a lot of people starting podcasts or they're doing YouTube videos, and they do not have anyone to actually edit the audio. It's not that hard to edit. It's just that people don't really have this skill. So we teach you this skill in the course, and we have a really in-depth exactly how to do it, because we know this one's in demand. And we know that if you could learn this, and it doesn't take that long to learn it, you can make money doing this right away, because this is a huge demand. And if you're on sites like Fiverr and Upwork, or even just if you're networking in the podcasting community, like, you know, Cody and I know a lot of podcasters who need editors, we could hook you up with definitely some gigs. But we'll take you step by step how to get started. And then the third skill is basic graphic design. You don't have to be a graphic designer or an expert here, but people need basic things like images they can use for social media, like Instagram. They need images they can use on their blogs, like pins, for example, Pinterest pins. We teach you how to use different free online design tools to make people basic images that you can do for them and you can make money. So these are the 3 skills. We take you in depth through how to do them step by step, so that you feel confident when you're posting a job on Fiverr or so you feel confident when you're applying to a job on Fiverr or Upwork and you're applying to a gig that you can do the skill and you have the skills. But let's hear from people who have been taking the course now as our testers.
All right, so I'm joined here by my friend Nick Monfrida. We've been friends for a super long time. I've always been pushing him towards side hustles, towards kind of the freelance economy. telling him that there's all these different ways that he can monetize his passions. And just recently, after getting the run through as a beta tester on the course, Nick has actually been able to monetize one of his passions that he's been super passionate about for a long time. So Nick, could we just hop into it? And could you talk about what that thing is that you've been passionate about? And then also, what are some of the hurdles that prevented you from starting the side hustle earlier?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, Cody? It's good to talk to you. Good to be on here. You know, just getting to your point, some of the things I've been passionate about growing up, I've been into golf for the best part of the last 10 years. And I've always wanted to make money with golf in any way possible, but I just never knew how to begin.
Well, something that's been super cool as you've been running through the course as a beta tester, you've kind of been able to combine your passion with a side hustle. And I know just recently you landed an audio editing gig after running through the course, and this is in that same golf arena of your passion. So could you just talk a little bit about that and how that all got started?
Yeah, so I had a buddy who was running a golf podcast. I was pretty interested in it. I started talking to him about it. He was pretty busy with everything he was doing, and he needed a little help with the audio editing of his podcast. So with Cody's course, I was able to, you know, just in a few hours, learn basics on audio editing and felt like I would play a good role in his podcast. And I always thought that you had to be a professional in this type of line of business, but it was so much easier than I anticipated after just a few hours in the course.
Hey, everyone. I'm here with Eric. Eric has been on the podcast before. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back on episode 16. That was a good one.
It was. And thank you for beta testing the freelance toolkit. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So Eric, you had experience with freelancing prior to taking the course. Can you tell everyone a little bit about what freelancing has been like for you?
Yeah, my main experience freelancing with digital products has been doing web design work for different coaches.
And how much money have you made?
I've made about $2,000 from that. Actually, I think about 3,000.
So why do you side hustle even though you have a day job?
I really like learning. I love trying new things. I love helping out others. And with all that, that kind of plays into wanting to do more on the side of my day job.
Let's talk a little bit now about what actually is in the course. So it's split up into various lessons, and there are three skills that we teach you in the course: audio editing, freelance writing, and graphic design. Eric, had you done any of those skills prior to this?
Yeah, I've actually done all of them.
So as someone who has done them, what did you think about the coverage of what is in the course in terms of the learning curve? Like, if you had had a course like this, do you think it would have made your learning curve faster?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So Eric, you and I are both DIYers. And in the past, I've definitely changed with this. And maybe you have a little bit too. But we would prefer to spend 20 hours going to 15 different websites to get the information for free than to pay for something that's more instructional. Given that you've went through the course and it has put things in a step-by-step order that you had to learn kind of patched together, what would you say are like the benefits of going with the packaged solution to a problem versus the scrappy, I'll just Google it for free type approach?
Yeah, what I like is you learn it from the expert's mouth, essentially, like directly from the expert's mouth. And for the course to be worth the money, then the expert needs to put all the information in there. Whereas with a free blog post or with a free YouTube video, it always seems like you get to the bottom of the page or the bottom or the end of the video and you're like, okay, now what? Or what was left out there? Whereas I think with a course, there's so much more that can be covered and that is covered that just makes it more comprehensive.
And Cody and I are not the only instructors in the course. So we leveraged our friendships and relationships with other people who are crushing it with these side hustles. They've either been on our podcast or we've met them through blogging or some other network. And we've provided bonus interviews in the course itself. So I know you mentioned that you particularly liked the one with Paula Pant. Do you want to speak to any of the bonus interviews that you thought were cool?
Yeah, I really liked Alex Fasulo's interview a lot, because that one, when I first saw Fiverr, I had probably the same thought that you did, Julie, and that a lot of other people have thought when they go to Fiverr, they're like, oh, I can only do $5 gigs. But then hearing her interview and her talking about how she started off small, but then over time has built up to multiple hundred dollar gigs and has made over six figures from Fiverr, that was super inspiring and very helpful for me if I want to now start working on Fiverr. And then a lot of the other interviews as well, like with Steve Stewart, that was a great interview on podcasting, as well as some of the bonuses. There was a couple of good bonus interviews as well that covered different skills that were not covered in the course.
So as part of the course, we're offering 30 days of free coaching in our VIP Facebook group. And Alex Fasulo is actually going to be one of the experts in the group, that she's going to be there answering your questions and hanging out. And it's like a huge boost, because as Eric said, she's awesome. I mean, you said she made six figures. I think she made $300,000 on Fiverr in 1 year, actually.
Wow.
So she's just crushing it and a huge resource. And we're grateful that she contributed to the course, but she's also going to be there with you guys step by step for 30 days to answer any questions that you have. So you have access to this coaching for free for 30 days. After the 30 days, you can cancel if you want to just continue to DIY it and you don't want this anymore. But if you'd like to continue, it's $29 per month to do that. The reason that it's $29 per month is that getting coaching of this kind is typically very expensive. I know I charge $150 per hour for anyone to do coaching with me. And that's pretty standard when you're working with these people. And then the people that we're paying to be in there, we want to make sure that we're able to pay them a fair amount so that they're excited to be in this group and helping out all of us. And to do that, we need to have a coaching fee. So you get it free for 30 days. You can cancel at any time if you don't want to be part of this. But we hope that you stay in there. And we think that the $29 will be a very small amount compared to the money that you can make on these side hustles. And we know if you go through all the steps that you will be making money. So we're very confident about that. Okay, so that's the course. That's how it's all put together. If you have any questions, you can email us. Friendly reminder that it's only open for 4 days. So if you want to sign up, you have to sign up today. If you're listening on Thursday, June 27th, tomorrow, Saturday or Sunday. And we really recommend that you sign up today, take action today, because we know that side hustles can change your life. And a few years ago, I was in your shoes and I made that decision, you know, I'm just going to go for it. And I started a side hustle. And now I'm at a point where it has been one of the best decisions I've made. So we hope that today you take that decision, you come join us. It's going to be an absolute blast. So if you want to sign up for the course and come join Cody and I, you have to go to goldcityventures.com, sign up today.